I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guest guru. Is the place ready for company?
I told you that's over with, but yes. It's,
oh, yeah. You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Okay. Yeah. We're not doing that anymore. So the place is a mess. And James Arcelana. I believe I got that right. You can follow him on Twitter, at Raiders Reporter, editor of Cover32.com, contributor to BayAreaSportsGuy.com, co-host of Black Hole Banter Podcast. James, what don't you do?
Do a little bit of everything, man. Jack of all trades.
All right. Let's talk about this silver and black ball club. Guru and I are having a disagreement, which is par for the course for our show. Some shows force disagreement. We just naturally disagree. Like, we wake up and I see the sky is blue and he sees it as green. That's just kind of how we roll. I'm very encouraged by what the Raiders are doing this year based on the fact that their losses are competitive ones and they already have more wins than they did last year. I know it's disappointing that they're under 500 and kind of on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoff hunt, but are you encouraged by what the Raiders are doing this year?
You know, I am. I think it's a lot of us got a little bit ahead of ourselves. We started thinking playoffs, and the Raiders aren't quite there yet. But if you look back at what our expectations were during the offseason, most people were talking 6-8 wins, and that's still possible. It's a team that is clearly playing a lot better than last year, and they may not be there yet, like some of us hoped, but they're way better, in my opinion.
James, the Raiders have been in every game except the first ones, the Cincinnati Bengals at home. And I'm just trying to put my finger on the approach and how the offense didn't seem ready and didn't come out the game, out the gates, guns blazing. Is it fair to look at the offensive game plan from Musgrave on why the Raiders aren't starting that fast on offense?
I think it is. Earlier in the season, Musgrave looked great. He was game planning brilliantly, and he was leading the team to like 30-plus points a game. But the past two games have been horrible. I really don't know what's been going on. I don't know why, but they've gone completely conservative. The play calling isn't creative at all. They're not pushing the envelope. They're not forcing the ball to Cooper like they should or like they have earlier in the year. You know, ever since the Pittsburgh Steelers game, it seems like the soul of the entire Raiders offense, from coordinator down to quarterback, has been just completely taken from this team.
James, I'm a little confused by that because going into this year, my colleague here predicted playoffs boldly, and God bless him, it looked good there for a minute. But the reason why I told him to back off of that was because of the defense. And there's been more games where the Raiders have lost because of their offense than their defense. So is it all on the offensive coordinator? I mean, it seems like they have the pieces. Michael Irvin compared his big three in Dallas to the big three in Oakland now with Derek Carr, Latavius Murray, and Amari Cooper. Is it all on the offensive coordinator, or is this just a young team that's trying to gel and get to the point where they can actually be a playoff team?
It's definitely not all on the offense or the offensive coordinator. When you look at it, this Raiders defense has been one of the worst in the league this year. They've been awful at times. And the problem is that when the Raiders were winning, it was the offense that was carrying the team, and if they're going to win, we need the offense to carry the team further. So when they do lose, you kind of look at the offense because the fact of the matter is the defense isn't going to be winning games for you. You hope the defense can keep you in games, but they're not going to win the game. It's the offense. So I think that's why there's so much tension on it. But no, it's definitely not the offense. There's holes all over this roster.
James Arcelana, you can follow him on Twitter, at Raiders Reporter, joins us, Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. James, I would follow up with that and say that the Broncos game, they didn't score an offensive touchdown. The Lions game, I think it was more on the offense. The Vikings game, I would say it was more on the offense. I mean, why are you not putting more I understand the defense has been terrible, but I haven't pinned a lot of losses on the defense.
No, I think there were. I think it's gone both ways. I think this is a team that really cannot put together a complete game. When the offense is going hot, the defense has looked terrible. When the defense has stepped up, the offense has looked terrible. I think they've got a lot of problems as to why they can't put together wins, why they've been struggling late in games. You know, there's a lot going on. So I don't think you can pinpoint one area. I just think that in general, it's Derek Carr and the offense, the passing game in particular, that has really won the games for this team this year. And so I just have a hard time being too rough on them, even though they have been, you know, flat out bad the past two games.
James, talk to me about Latavius Murray. Coming into the season, a lot of people were excited about what he could bring, but I've been a little bit disappointed. He's fumbled a couple games that cost the Raiders two games, one could argue. And we know he's tall, a longer running back, so he runs high. But now it seems like he's tiptoeing before he hits the hole. What are you seeing from Murray?
I think there's two issues going on with Murray right now. Number one, he's a running back that can't break the first tackle. If you watch him play, almost every single time he runs the ball, he gets taken down by the first guy. And the other problem is they're not using him right. He gets run up the gut routinely, and that's not his strength. He has speed that's surprising given his size, and they need to stretch him out a little bit more. You know, on Sunday, they ran the ball up the gut 8 times for a total of 2 yards. Two of those runs were -5 yards. They've got to stop doing that.
I don't have enough clout to have a ton of Twitter beef, but all of the Twitter beef that I've been involved in, James, is surrounded by Reggie McKenzie. I've been called a Reggie McKenzie apologist. The way I look at it is, I can't remember a GM inheriting a more pathetic and terrible situation than him. And for me, the fact that people are arguing about whether or not the Raiders are in the playoff hunt tells me what a job he's done. I don't hold the free agency against them because, let's face it, not a lot of people want to go to the Raiders or the Warriors or the Giants. I mean, you can't name a big-time free agent that anybody in the Bay has landed, let alone a situation that's as bad as the Raiders. What is your evaluation of what Reggie McKenzie has done since he took over?
Yeah, I think he's done a pretty good job. He's had some missteps along the way. Matt Flynn was a terrible idea. Matt Shaw was a pretty bad idea. But he's also done some really great things. The past 2 years have been amazing. And I think, you know, the draft in particular in this past free agent class too. But I think if you look at it, he's a first-time general manager. He's trending positive. He started off poorly. He's gotten better. And now he's got a young team that's thought of as one of the better young and upcoming teams in the NFL. And so at this point, you know, I understand the frustration early on. It was, like you pointed out, it was a mess when he took over. And a lot of fans don't want to hear about cutting salary cap and sexy contracts because that's not fun and exciting. But the fact of the matter is he's doing it the right way. He's building through the draft, and we're finally starting to see the results. I think a few more years, and this is going to be a really good team.
James Arcelana, follow him on Twitter, at Raiders Reporter, editor of Cover32.com, contributor to BayAreaSportsGuy.com, co-host of Black Hole Banter podcast. James, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go, James.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.